Now is not the time to daven. Now is the time to travel. Rashi. So there's a very famous Rashi here. Rashi says, we got to find the Rashi. Commentary. Rashi. Ma titzakelai. This pasuk is a revelation that Moshe at this time was davening. Moshe was standing before Hashem and was davening. Now is not the time to pray. Why? They are in a time of tzar. They are in a time of difficulty. So in this pasuk, it does not say anywhere that Moshe Rabbeinu on his own got up to daven. Doesn't say that anywhere. The fact that Hashem has to respond is an indication that Moshe was himself. It's an amazing thing. Because where do you have such a thing? Where the Torah tells you, the only way you know something happened is because of Hashem's response. Why do we need Hashem to respond? Why doesn't the Torah, you can have this type of situation everywhere. Every time you have a situation in the Torah, you could have the same thing. Where don't say the question. The fact that Hashem answers implies it was a question asked. That's not the way it goes. There's always a give and take. Moshe is misfalo. And then Hashem says to Moshe, why are you davening to me? The Torah here is deliberately leaving out the fact that Moshe stood up to pray to Hashem. And we only know that he got up to praise because of Hashem's response. Limdanu, Rashi, Shahayu Moshe, Omiru Mispel. So what's the answer to this question? The Zemar that you saw it is that to daven, it's Pashat. Of course Moshe davened. It's Pashat. Because that's the default. The default is whenever a person is an Esara, what do? You daven. Torah over here, this Rashi is teaching us that the Torah didn't tell us that Moshe was a mispal. You know why? It's obvious. Because every time a Jew has a problem, that's what you do. Of course you daven. Here the chiddush is Hashem told him, now is not the time to daven. It's a tif of art, no? It's a symbol of art. It doesn't say Moshe davened. Whoever said Moshe's davening? So you're right. It doesn't say anywhere. The fact that Hashem had to give you the answer, limdanu shohoya Moshe omid mispalo. So why didn't the pasuk say that Moshe was mispalo? The answer is because of course he was mispalo. Every time a Jew finds himself in a difficult situation, it is obvious that he's mispalo. So that's not necessary. The only thing that's necessary is Hashem has done that. In this case, I don't want you to daven because in this case, I'm going to answer you without. In this case, you have to travel. Limdanu shoy Moshe Rabbeinu mispalo amalek hashbrachu lo eis ata laharich betfilah shoy yisrael nusin mitzara. Period. Davar acher mad titzak eloi. Alai means mad titzak. Eloi, don't read the word Eloi, read it Olai. Make believe there's an ayin instead of an aleph. And you say, Olai hadavar ta'loi v'loi alecha. This matter depends on me, not on you. There's nothing you can do about this. Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, Olai, that when you daven, davening is your accomplishment. A person acquires many things only through the koyach of prayer. This matter of Kriyas Yamsuf does not depend on prayer. In other words, this Rashi is telling us an incredible principle about Yitzias Mitzrayim. There are two parts to Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's the Exodus, leaving Egypt, and there's Kriyas Yamsuf. Yitzias Mitzrayim depended on prayer. All depended on prayer. What was the prayer? It was Vayonchu v'nei Yisrael v'atal shavasam el ho'elokim mincho avoida. They davened to Hashem v'atal shavasam el ho'elokim mincho avoida. The only reason why they left Mitzrayim was because they davened. If they would not have davened, they would not have left. Kriyas Yamsuf, that's not because they davened. That's because Hashem's business. Hashem, for whatever the reason is, Hashem wanted there to be Kriyas Yamsuf. and was not dependent on the prayers of the Jewish people. So Nachmal, Dover Acher, Ma Titzak Eloi, what are you davening? Davening was only to leave Egypt. Atal Shavosam El Holokim Min Huavoida. In the beginning of Parsha Shemos, Torah tells us that the Klal Yisrael davened, they cried out, and Hashem listened. Now it's not dependent. Olai hadar tolev lo yolecha kama shogam nemel halon. Kriyas Yamsuf is Hashem's business. It's not our business. What we daven for, we accomplish. Okay, next, Rashi. Daven l'yishol v'yiso, tell them to travel. Ein l'chem ela l'isa travel. She'ein hayom oimed b'fneihem. It's an illusion. Even though you see the yam, forget about the yam, just jump right in. Kedayu z'chus avasehem v'ho emuna sh'aminu bi v'yotsu. So maybe this really comes to elaborate in the previous Rashi, that it's enough the merit of their forefathers and the emuna they already had in me, the yatsu, they left Mitzrayim. The fact that Klal Yisrael, there are two things he's saying. Number one is emuna of the avos, zuchus avos, and number two is the yatsu, the fact that they were willing to leave Egypt. Lechtech acharai b'amidbar b'eretz loy zeruah. The fact that they had emuna to leave Egypt, that is enough of a zuchus l'kroya lohem hayom. That's enough of a zuchus to split the yam. They don't need anything more than that. Okay. So that's what's the last. That's the ein lohem. Now let's see with the targum. Targum pasuk. On this pasuk, let's bring it up. Targum ungulis. V'amar Hashem Moshe ka beilis tziloi sach. So here we have here a major machloikis Rashi and the Targum. According to Rashi, matitzak elai is, I don't want you to daven. Don't even start. According to Targum, Hashem says to Moshe, I want you to daven. And I have good news to tell you. I have accepted your prayer. Ka beilis tziloi sach. Malel and Bnei Yisrael v'yitlun, I have accepted your prayer. Hold your b'shat. Ma titzak elai, I accept. You're davening to me, so ma, so what is the word ma titzak elai? How do you translate those words over here? So let's take a look over here at what it says over here. Maybe get some better insight. Okay. Shalach. This is Perek 14. Perek 14, Pasuk 15. Matitzak Eli 14:15 Ka beilis tzloi soch tzakoi hi achas mesa halashon shenikra v'tfilo. Okay, this is the favorite targum ha-tamiya. The targum ha-tamiya kifi ha-mechavim she'ein mal lehispalul kevon she'kvar niskamu tfilosof. He's saying very simply, there's no need to daven because I have already accepted your prayers. It's very different. Okay? Now, the thing with and then he goes on. V'yeshmo yisivu she'unkelis b'farish ma titzak she'ein ma litzak elai she'ein ma litzak. There's nothing more to pray elai hatvilu kvar niskabel etzli. All right, I guess it's already been accepted. So we have here machlekes Rashi unkelis how to translate ma titzak means don't daven. According to Rashi, it means do not daven. Limdanu amalager loy eis atol laharich b'tfila. Do not daven. Now is a time for action. According to the Targum, it is a time to daven. And I have good news. Matin, what do you have to daven? You davened enough. You davened enough. There's no need to daven. Because Kabbalist Tzilosach, I've accepted your prayers. Okay, next pasuk. Okay, that was good. That was the purpose of the shir to make him. That's a very geshmaka thing. Machlekes Rashi Unkelis, that's the goal here. The Atah now, Hori Mesmat, lift up your staff, Unite, and tilt it. Nite means, over here in the English it says, lift up your rod and hold out your arm. Okay, I'm not a fan of this. Hold out your arm. Nite means to stretch. You learn Nite means to hold out, to stretch your arm. Maybe Nite means to tilt. I don't know, whatever it means, fine. Nite yasyotcha al hayom, on the yam, over the yam, shouldn't it say towards, liyam. Sometimes al means towards, uve ko eyu, and split it, The Avo Vreshal Besochayam Bayabash, and they will enter into the Yam on dry land. Okay, Rashi, would you believe such an amazing pasuk? There's no Rashi. Shocking, huh? The At and you, Tol Yos Chutroch, take your staff, Va'arem Yos Yodach, lift up your hand, Al Yama, Uvizohi, split. This is the word for Kriyas Yamsuf. Split in the Targum, Uvizohi, Ve'alun Bnei Yisrael B'goy Yama, and they should go on the Yam by a Besh in dry land. Let's see if he says anything good on this word splitting. Let's see what he says over here. Okay, this is Pasuk 16, Tol. No, he doesn't go. He has a whole drush on the word Tol. To lift up. All right, let's go further. Next Pasuk. Pasuk 17. Rani and I, Hinni Mechazik Eslev, I'm going to Mechazik Eslev Mitzrayim. The Yavoh Acharim, they're going to chase after you. The Kavdal get honor, Befadoi Uvecholchelo, Berichvoi Uveforoshov, his chariots and his horsemen. And now, over here, it's interesting that here, until now, we've always learned that Hashem hardened Paro's heart. He was Mechazik Eslev Paro. If I'm not mistaken, this is the only time where it says that Hashem is going to be mechazek, the lave of the Egyptians. We're always being taught that Hashem was mechazek Paro. Paro is the balabas. He's in charge. Whatever he says goes. And the people doesn't make a difference with the people. Adarab, we find that all the people, the servants, they told Paro, let them go. Enough of this. What do we need this for? Lomali letzara hazais. Get rid of them. And it was Paro, the holdout. Here, it doesn't say that. Here it says, Ani hin v'chazek eslev Mitzrayim. Hashem has to harden the heart of the Egyptians. V'yavohu acharem, they're going to come, which means their free will was taken away from them. And I'm going to get honor. V'kavda b'faroi, u'v'chol cheloi, u'v'chol b'faroi, I'm going to get honor. My name is going to be sanctified when I destroy him. Rashi says over here, no Rashi. Targum. I will misakaf strengthen yos libo de mitzroy the ye alun bas rehone will come chase after you the esyakar I'll get honor the pharaoh uvchol mashir yose bir sikuhi uveforoshohi the horses the chariots and horses. It's very interesting over here that it says kavod, the kavda b'faro. I will get honor through Paro. Now we do this on Friday. Is that kaved leiv Paro? Paro is stubborn. The Targum always translates the word kaved as yokor. His heart is honored, meaning that he's a balgaiva. He holds of himself to be so great. And that's why he refuses to acknowledge his mistake and he will not back down. Here, it does not say that Paro's heart is being hardened. It says, I will get honor. And the Targum uses exactly the same word. It's very interesting. The is yakar. Hashem now is going to get honor via Paro. And when we said, and here the word kovod is not being used the way it was used before. Back in the previous parashios, the word kavele paro means paro is stubborn. And here, mikavda means honor. Hashem will gain honor through the destruction of paro. Yet, the Targum always translates the word the same. And that, like we spoke this on Friday, that the kavod is, the honor is that paro, what do you mean? What does it mean that his heart was stubborn? It means he's a balgaiva. He can't humble himself to do what's correct. Okay, now let's take a look over here at Rashi. There is no Rashi. Next pasuk. The Yadu Mitzrayim. The Egyptians will know Kenny Hashem. Bikovdi, when I get honored with Pharaoh, Berichvoy, Uvifarashov, the Egyptians are going to know. Targum. The Yedun Mitzroei Area Anno Hashem. Be Isya Korusi Befaro. Bir sichohi uvifaroshohi. Same thing we said before. The Egyptians will know that I am Hashem when I get honored through Paro, his destruction, through his chariots and his horsemen. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk Yutes. Vayisa Malach Elokim Halach Lefnei Machane Yisrael, Vayilach Me'achareihem. The Malach Elokim traveled, that was traveling before the Machane Yisrael, it went now Me'achareihem. Vayisa Amur He'anon Mibnehem, Vayamur Me'achareihem. So there are two things. There's the Malach Elokim, and there is the Amud. Nachma, Vayisa, the Malach Elokim. What is the Malach Elokim? I have no idea. The Malach Elokim that was traveling before Machane Yisrael, it went Me'achareihem. Likewise, Vayisa, the Amud He'onon, the pillar of cloud, Mibnehem Vayamud Me'achareihem. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, long Rashi said, Vayelech Me'achareihem, Lahavdil, to separate Ben Machane Mitzrayim, Uve Machane Yisrael, Ulekabel Chitzim, Uve Listerois Shel Mitzrayim. The Egyptians were shooting missiles from behind into the camp of the Jewish people. So this was the Iron Shield. There was a shield that was separating the Jewish people and the Egyptians. That's the Malach took the hit, and the Amud Anan took the hit. B'chol mokem hu oimer Malach Hashem, v'kan Malach Elokim. Rashi is asking a question. Always it says there's a Malach Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei Rachamim, and here it says Malach Elokim Din. Ein Elokim b'chol mokem el Din. Melamei shahayu Yisrael nisunim ba'din ba'isa sho'oh, im lihi notzel, im lihi aved, im Mitzrayim. There was a Yom Hadin. At this moment in time when there is Sakana, there's a Yom Hadin. It's a Yom Hadin, and therefore it's a very scary time when a person is Makom Sakana. Okay, I used to watch, I don't have time for this anymore, I never really had time before, but I used to cheat and watch on YouTube airplane disasters. You ever see the airplane disasters? I used to do yours, so I don't know why, maybe I'm totally crazy, I'm a very evil person. It got my adrenaline, like really, to watch these documentaries, like 40 minutes, they were unbelievable. Recreation of all of these famous, horrible airplane crashes. And they always, like, they reenact when the plane is going down, the passengers, you know, some of them are praying, whatever, I don't remember, whatever they do, whatever. So it's a very interesting concept. It's not too late. That moment of Sakana is mamish, the moment is equivalent to the moment of the Egyptians are behind, the Jews are in front, no one knows how it's going to end. It's now a Zman of Din. It's a Zman of Din. And when it's a time of Din, you have to do Teshuvah. Do Teshuvah, maybe you can sway the Din. The results will come out positive. Miracle on the Hudson. Remember the Miracle on the Hudson? Everyone know that there was a blatant miracle. I mean, what are the chances? What are the chances that first of all he would have the insight to turn to the Hudson, to ditch the plane, and just do it? There's been so much been studied on that event. Of course, there are people. There are definitely people that make computer models. They claim that they could have brought the airplane all the way back to the airport and landed safely. Okay, good for them. They make that claim. Others say the chance of survival in that situation is literally zero. Literally zero. Most pilots, you take 1,000 pilots and put them in that situation, 999 of them, everyone will die. It would turn the plane here, turn the plane there, they would end up probably, not only everyone on the plane would die, probably crash the plane into a populated area in New York City somewhere, and who knows what would happen. The chance of him turning the plane just as he did and managing to keep it going with no engine, and to the angle of descent, and to smoothly land in the water. It's unbelievable. It's mamish a yom hadin. There must have been someone there that was davening very good on the plane. Such a miracle like that could happen. It's a yom hadin. Okay. Pasuk. Then what does the next Rashi say? The next Rashi says, let's see. Vayisa amur anan kishachoshka v'yishem amur anan. When it got dark, and now the time came for the Amud HaAnon Es HaMachane L'Amud HaEsh, it handed Loi Nistalik HaAnon K'mo Shehayu Rogel Lehistalik Arvis L'Gamri Ela Nosa V'Holach Lo Me'achareihem L'Hachshich L'Mitzrayim. Okay, so over here we have to, this the Rashi here is saying some very, very deep things which really very hard to understand, and that is, Rashi is telling us the way things worked on a regular basis. During the 7 days when they were traveling, and for that matter, the 40 years, as they traveled during the day, they were guided by a cloud, an Amud Onan. When it got dark, first would arrive the Amud Esh. There would be changing of the guards. The Amud Esh would arrive on the scene, and then the Amud Anan would disappear. Just completely disappear. On this evening, Shvi Shel Pesach, they're traveling. So it means that they're traveling, really means they were traveling on the day, it was day six. It was day six, they were traveling on day six. And now it's getting dark and it's turning into day seven. So you would expect the Amud Esh to arrive and the Amud Anan to disappear. So the Amud Esh arrives, but instead of the Amud Anan disappearing, the Amud Anan goes to the back. Now it's dark. It's dark because if the Amud Esh has arrived, it means that it's dark. It's night. It's the night of the seventh day. So it's dark. So if it's dark, it's dark on the side of the Egyptians. And what happens? The Amud Anan does not disappear, but instead it goes to the back in order to make it dark for the Egyptians. But it's already dark for the Egyptians. It's already dark. It's night. How do you know that it's night? Because the Amud Esh arrived. The Amud Esh only arrives when it's dark. So it's already dark. So the Amud Anan goes to the back to make it dark for the Egyptians. Why do we need the Amud Anan to make it dark when it's naturally dark? Obviously, there's another type of darkness. The type of darkness that was by the Makif Choshech. The Makif Choshech was V'yomesh Choshech. The darkness intensified where they can actually feel it. It's a different type of darkness. So what's happening over here? We're having over here the return of Makas Choshech. There was Makas, the 10 Makas, and now we're going back to the ninth Maka, Makas Choshech. So let's see, Nochmo. Vayisamu Anan kishechoshcha, when it got dark, vayishlim amur ha'anan es ha'machane lamadu ish, and the amud Anan was mashlim, the hishlim was finished. The hishlim amud Anan es amachne lamud ho'esh. So hishlim over here seems to mean it handed over. Let's see how it translates this word. When it was became dark and the pillar of cloud handed over. Okay, he translates the word hishlim to mean handed over. It handed over the amud Anan es amachne lamud ho'esh. Loy nistalek ha'anan, the anan did not disappear. Kamo shayu regular histalek arvis legami ella nasa v'holach loy me'achareihem lahachshich lemitzrayim. Okay, that's the Rashi. Now, what does Unkelus say on this? Unkelus unital malachod Hashem, the malach of the angel. Unital means it traveled. The midbar of the desert, kodam before mashrisa di yis, before the camp, va'asa, and it went mibasrihon, it went to the back. It traveled from the front to the back. Unital, it traveled, amud da'anam in the kodamehon, usharab mibasrihon. It again is just basic translation that the cloud went from the front to the back. So both of these things, the malach, there's a malach, and there is a pillar of cloud that is now on the back. Okay? Pasik chaf. Now, so the malach and the cloud, it went between the machne Mitzrayim and the machne Yisrael. And there was the cloud and darkness. Now, all of a sudden, it says darkness. Suddenly, now this is very hard to understand this possible. The malach and the cloud went in between. So vayavo means the cloud. It went between the machne Mitzrayim and machne Yisrael. Vayhi, and there was on the cloud the hachoshech. Isn't the cloud called choshech? Isn't the cloud what it does? We have to see with the repetition. And then it says vayoher es halayla. Just the opposite. The cloud is darkness. It gives light. V'loikodav zelzek halayla. Okay, let's see what it says over here. Now, look what it says over here. The English didn't like this. there was a cloud and darkness, Vayoer. Thus there was cloud with the darkness, and it cast a spell upon the night. A spell? What in the world does this mean? Today, no one would translate. This goes to show that this translation is like probably 200 years old. No one would translate this like this. And there was a cloud, and there was darkness. Vayoer, yor means light, or. No, it can't be or, because it says that there was a cloud and darkness. How could there be or? So it says, Vayoer es halayla. It means it cast a spell upon the night. For the Egyptians. There's a star here. And it cast a spell upon from the root, resh, resh, I don't know what that means, resh, roar, a curse. Others, and it lit up. Okay, so in the first translation, he's saying that it cast a spell, the lashon of a curse, or ataka makes sense, a curse. What's it says? Umekalelcha, or those who curse you will be cursed. Umekalelcha, or I will curse those who curse you. Hashem says, umekalelcha, those who curse you, or aleph resh, I will curse. So how can it make sense? So there was a cloud, and there was darkness, and the cloud, and vayor es halayla, and the cloud and the darkness, or Hashem, cursed the night for the Egyptians. It's a little bit strange, but that's what it says. Okay, interesting. Let's hear Rashi learns this. Mashal, he gives a mashal. Mashal of a halach b'derech, ubinoy mahalach l'fanav. Purse is on the road, and his son is holding his hand. They're walking in front of him. Balistim lishboisei, robbers, bandits come to take him hostage. Mitaloy milifanav unisanay le'acharav. The father takes his son and he takes him from before him and puts him behind him. Go behind me, my son. Go behind me. Bazev me'acharav, a wolf comes from behind. Nisanay lefanav. If a wolf is behind, so the father takes the child, puts the child in front of him. But let's say at the same time, what then does the father do? The father takes the son, picks him up, carries him in his hand, and fights against the wolf from the back and the robber from the front. What is the word sirgalti? Ephraim here refers to Klal Yisrael. Haben Yaker li Ephraim, Klal Yisrael is called Ephraim. Sirgalti li Ephraim, kocham al ziroi oisaf. What does it say over here in the English? I led. Sirgalti means I guided him. I led Ephraim. I took him in my arms. So over here, what does it mean? Over here, they're traveling. So what's the mashal? The mashal is very hard to understand. In the front, Klal Yisrael, they didn't come to the Yam yet. I don't know, it's very hard what this means. Because in this mashal, it's describing over here that there's a danger in the front and a danger in the back. At this moment in time, there's only a danger in the back. There is no danger in the front, because they didn't yet get to the Yam. So what's the mashal? The mashal, they're taking to the back. Maybe it means that at this point in time already the Yam was in front. I don't know. I mean, the mashal over here is very hard to connect. What's the mashal to this pasuk in Chumash? It needs more hesber. I don't know. All right, Vayehi, this part is important. Let's go back to this now. Vayehi, there was a cloud and darkness. Limitzrayim. Vayoer, light. Amud ho'esh. Rashi adds in the amud ho'esh. Where does it say there was? It doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk explicitly was amud ho'esh. It's assumed. And the light was the Amuru Esh Es Halayla Li Yisrael. V'hoylech lefneim kedarko lelechas kol halayla v'achoshech shel harofel letzad Mitzrayim. So you see Rashi over here adds a lot into the pasuk, but further, v'leikarav zelzeh machane el machane. The Egyptians, now go back to the pasuk. Go back to the pasuk over here. V'yavo b'machane Mitzrayim b'machane Yisrael. V'yihonu v'achoshech, so Rashi first gives the mashal. Okay? There's a danger in behind, so the Shechina, the Malach is Hashem, represents Hashem, and the Amud Anon represent Hashem. They're going in the back to save us from the Ze'ev, the wolf, In this mashal, we're comparing the Egyptians to a wolf. A ze'ev me'acharav. Ve'nochi tirgalti es, I'm leading him, I'm holding him, I'm guarding him. Okay? And then it says, Vahidi was a cloud, ha'onon, v'achoshech, Rashi adds, l'mitzrayim. And the Amud Eish, Vayor, the Amud Eish, Vayor is halayla for Yisroel. Vloikorav zelzeh, kol halayla. Okay, so Rashi adds in a lot. There was light from the Amud Eish, that doesn't even say in the Pasuk, and the light was for the Jewish people. Targum. The Al Bein Mashrisa de Mitzroi, the Al means it entered. The cloud, the Al, it entered between the camp of the Egyptians, Ubein the camp Mashrisa, the camp of the Israel, Vahava and Nono, there was a cloud. The Kavlo le Mitzroi, and the cloud, the Kavlo le Mitzroi, what does that mean? And there was a cloud. What does it say we have a Kavlo? And darkness, okay? V'kavlo, and there was darkness, he adds a word here. And there was a darkness, he adds a word. You see this, he adds a word over here. L'mitzra'ei. V'yivu b'machni, misal b'machni Yisrael, v'yihi ha'anon v'ha'choshech. There was anono, a cloud. And choshech is kavlo. For who? L'mitzra'ei. It does not say that word in the pasuk. He added that in. And then he adds in another word. Uli Yisrael. And for the Jewish people, there was Nahar, is light. Kol Lelia. V'loi iskrivun dein levazdein kol Lelia. They did not come near each other the entire night. In the English, let's just see what it says over here. And there was a cloud and darkness. Okay, that's Kavala's darkness. So basically, the Targum and Rashi are doing exactly the same thing. The Targum and Rashi, they add in two words. L'mitzra'e and Uli Yisrael. It doesn't say that in the Pasuk. It says, Yisrael, period. What does that mean? So both Rashi and Unkelus add words. According to Unkelus, Avanon, it was a cloud and darkness, L'mitzra'ei, for the Egyptians, Kama, Uli Yisrael, Nahar, there was light. There was, and lit up the night, and the pillar of fire lit up the night. Rashi did exactly the same thing. Rashi says, V'yihi ha'onon v'achoshech l'mitzrayim, Now there is one thing though that's interesting, is that Rashi says the Amur Ho'esh. Targum didn't say that. Targum didn't say what lit up the night. It says V'havo anona of the Kavla, there was a cloud and darkness, L'mitzra'ei, Uli Yisrael Nahar. Doesn't say there was a pillar of cloud, of fire. It is only Rashi that talks about the Amud Eish. Targum has no problem adding words, as we see. And he did not add the word, the Amud Eish. It's a tremendous chiddush to say that, what Rashi said. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say, there's no mention over here of a pillar of fire. Rashi says, well, what happened every night? In the previous pasuk, Rashi gives you the history. It tells you the previous pasuk. Oh, let me tell you the story. That normally, when it gets dark, kishechoshcha v'hishlem amud ha'onon esamachne le'amud ho'esh. Oh, Rashi tells the whole story. Doesn't say it in the pasuk. Targum, when he translates, he doesn't say it, which leads me to suggest, because the whole purpose of this shir is to show that Rashi and Unkelus don't get along on almost anything that you can make a machlekes is fair game. That's the goal. The goal is to show that everything is a machlekes. Talmidei Chachamim, marbim shalom olam. Shalom is a euphemism for machlekes. Everything is a machlekes. How do I know I'm right? How can I prove I'm right? Go to the Maki of Choshech. It says by the Maki of Choshech, it was dark. Choshech afela, ulechol b'nei Yisrael ha'yor b'moshev ha'isam. In the Makkah of Choshech, it says it was dark for the Egyptians, but ulechol b'nei Yisrael ha'yor b'moshev ha'isam. There is no Amud Eish at the time of the Makkos. The Amud Eish is something that's unique to the journey. There's no Amud Eish, which leads you to suggest, and I think maybe some of the Rashi may say, is that the same koyach of creating darkness for Egypt is created light for Klal Yisrael. Every Makkah was a Makkah for the Egyptians, and at the same time was a refuah for Klal Yisrael. It was the same koyach that created choshech for the Egyptians, created or for Klal Yisrael. Therefore, why can't you say Vayihi there was an Onan and there was Choshech, there was an Onan, and the Onan created two Koychos. It created darkness and created light. The darkness went to the Egyptians and the light went to Klal Yisrael, but it was the Koyach of the Onan that brought the light for Klal Yisrael, not the Amud Eish that it doesn't say in the Pasuk. Where do you get that from? Rashi says, no, there was Amud Anon, Amud Eish. Amud Eish came, so Amud Eish gave light, and the Anon gave Choshech. Who says? Doesn't say that in the Pasuk. When it came to Makas Bechoyrois, and Makas Choshech, back in Parashas Bo, it says, there was Choshech Afei L'Shloishes Yomim, U'lechol B'nei Yisrael, Ho'yo'or, when they had Choshech, we had light. Where was the light from? It was the same miracle that brought the Egyptians Choshech. That miracle brought for Klal Yisrael Or. So here, there's an On that's bringing Choshech for the Egyptians, and that same On is bringing Vayyohar es Halayla. It, the subject of the Pasuk. That L'Choyra is what the Targum is saying. Vahave Anona V'Kavla, there was a cloud, which brought V'Kavla darkness L'Mitzray, Uli Yisrael Nahar. Only Rashi goes out of his way to say, Vayodim Achishach Limshaim, Vayoher Amud Ho'esh Es Halaylo Li Yisrael. Rashi is coming to comment on Unkelus. I saw what you said, Unkelus. I saw that you said that it was the Zel B'Zach, the Onan. I disagree with you. I disagree. I hold there was no Amud Eish, it's the Zelba Onan that brought the R. All right. Baruch Hashem, we made a lot of machlekes tonight. We'll stop over here. Pasuk 21. Okay, Ablaze, thank you for coming.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
But here they refer in the English, I see, the army of Israel, not the people of Israel.
You can't bring a right. It says over here, so that we can out, and the army, the machane means the camp. You can't bring a riot from the English.
Yeah.
The English is not accurate.
No.
It means the machane means the camp. What's the camp? The camp means the whole Jewish people. It's the army, you know, what they sound like they're saying over here is that the Jewish people, they traveled further.
They went ahead.
And this is just the army. Maybe, you know, I'm not saying it's wrong. Maybe we'll look in the Mefarshim. We have to look in the Mefarshim. And maybe Taka, one of the Rishonim Taka say this. Look, in the English, he says over here, and he cast a spell from the word Vayor means to curse. Or, Umekalel Chor. Now, that's not what Rashi says, and that's not what the Targum says. But it's very likely that one of the Rishonim say this. One of Rashi's, you know, one of someone who lived in the time of Rashi, that's in the Mikrois Gedolois. Maybe you'll see this in the Rashbam, maybe the Ramban, maybe a Chizkuni, a Sipurno. You know, he got this from someone. He didn't make this up on his own. He got this from someone. Someone over here says Vayor means the Onan cursed the Egyptians. V'loshen of Umekalelchar. I have no doubt that there is a Rishon that must say this. But Rashi doesn't say it. And the Targum doesn't say it. See, this is the whole thing. See, this, I don't know if you know, there's a very big debate going on in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if you pay this. I'm not really in it. I'm not following it. In the Jewish world, there's a sefer called Peshutoi Shel Mikra. It's a beautiful sefer. And what he did was, he went through all of the Mefarshim, and he translated what he felt, the author of the book, of the sefer, was the most simplest translation for the pasuk, which many times is not like Rashi. But he's not saying Apikorsis, because Rashi's grandson says it, or the Rambam says it, or, you know, he went all the way to Shainim, and he read Vayav, and he wrote like a parish on the pasuk, because if you learn Rashi only, it's very hard. If you learn Rashi, Rashi doesn't always translate the pasuk literally, and Rashi says Midrashim, and it's hard. So he made a sefer called Pshuto Shel Nigra, very innocent sefer, very innocent, where he explains the pasuk on the holiest Rabbanim, Rishainim, called Pshuto Shel Nigra. The person who wrote the sefer didn't realize what a good job he did. He did such a good job on this sefer. Not in America, it's not Nogea. All in Eretz Yisrael, that a lot of Rebbeim in elementary school, they love it so much, they started teaching the class Chumash based upon his sefer. Because the sefer was so good. It's a Haredi sefer. You know, it has a Haskamis, and it's all of Rishonim. And he explains the pasuk, the simplest pshat based upon. It's so good, all the Rebbeim started using it. And then it became like, you know, kids go home from yeshiva, what do you learn? They read the pasuk, and they say, what? Who says that? Maybe something like this. Machane, the army. Maybe taka. The machane means the Jewish people, they went ahead, like you're saying. And the army was something like that, whatever. If it fits into the pasuk better, who said what? Who told you this? Who told you this pshat? Or vayoyer, it cursed the night. Who told you this? They look in the sefer. Oh, taka. The Ramban says it. The Chizkuni says it. A targum. Yeres ben Uziel. But they got all meshuga. They got mamish. They weren't meshuga because the mesora to teach children is to teach them according to Rashi. When you get older and you want to broaden your knowledge, then you can bring in, you know, all the other Rishonim. But when you teach children and you impress upon them, you know, the first impression, you only have one chance to make a first impression. The tradition in Klal Yisrael for 2,000 years is Chumash Rashi. Whether you like it or not, whether it fits or doesn't fit, this is the tradition. So some people, not everyone, went meshuga. The imamish, they lost their minds. How could you teach from this sefer? You're breaking away against the tradition. Now, there's nothing wrong with the sefer. The sefer is gold. But the battle is, we have to follow the tradition Chumash Rashi. In the process of making the macha, some people went way too far. They started telling everyone, you have to burn the sefer. And the way he explains it is not exactly what it says in the Ramban, in the Rashbam, in the Chizkuni. He didn't explain it, so it's Apikorsis. Apikorsis, you have to burn it. You can do the same thing, by the way, on the article Gemara. The way the article translated, you know, it's not perfect. So we have to burn it. People, they went they off the deep end. In what they meant to say was, the person who wrote the sefer is a tzaddik. And the sefer is gold. It really is. After all the deaths, the dust settled, that's really the end of the day. The sefer is a beautiful sefer. It's unbelievable. The only complaint is that elementary school teachers in the first grade... Not they shouldn't use it. They can use it. But this should not be the curriculum. The curriculum in first and second grade is you teach Rashi. If you don't understand the Rashi, okay, so you don't understand the Rashi. It doesn't fit well, so it doesn't fit so well. Doesn't matter. When the kids will get bigger, they can learn the other Mefarshim. This is the... But in the process of getting all worked up, it became a crusade. They wrote to burn it. And they have all the Gedolim signing on it. Scandals. It became, you know, I have nothing better to do than to retire. But you're saying good. Vayavei machane. It says army. If we look hard enough, we'll find this. I never paid attention to this. Why does it say machane? Let's just say, Vayavo ben Mitzrayim, ben Yisrael. What's machane? There's something else. A camp. So what is a camp? It means the army. When it says Vayoyer, Vayoyer means to curse. Okay, I have no doubt you're going to find this. You're going to find this. And you know, we're adults, we have no problem. But there's a certain demand to preserve tradition. Tradition is, the Iker is Rashi. Rashi is the first. Don't mess around with Rashi. All right, Abel, I gotta go.
Thank you very
Have a good night. Thank you, B-Rub. All the best. All the best. Heshi, thank you for coming, Heshi. Take care. Good night, Heshi.